from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want, like, Mortal Kombat levels of gore. Is that possible?
It looks like Mutant League Football.
Looks like you've got it. This looks pretty wild.
Mortal Kombat. All right, yeah, early access. It's coming out. Mutant League Football 2. Another one's coming out.
Wait, a sequel?
Yeah,
the second one?
Soon, this year. I think we're getting another one.
Wow.
What's old is new. 803-0550. If you're on hold, stick with us. We get time to take more calls, of course. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
I love where Keon's at as a football player right now. Obviously, understanding where expectations are and everything. I understand where he got drafted and whatnot. I'm not always just focused on how the production is in a preseason game as opposed to seeing it on every day in practice. You know, there's certain things that we've asked other receivers to do. It's everybody in a little different role in terms of the run game. Remember, Keon coming out, he's one of the best blockers in the draft. Not saying you're drafting a guy to block, but having guys that can do a little bit of everything, you know, where they can make plays as a receiver, they can block, it makes it a little harder on defense. There's no way, hey, where guys are and what they're going to do when they're in those positions.
Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady on Keon Coleman's development. Hey, by the way, if you're a Bills season ticket holder, you do get the NFL Plus subscription at a discounted rate. And this year, it offers more than ever before. Because I did the NFL Plus Premium, which is, I think it's with the discount, it's $60. And that includes NFL Pro. Maybe you've seen people talking about NFL Pro, what this is. Okay, how is it usable? What can I do with this? Well, earlier this morning we talked about Jahan Dotson, a receiver for the Washington Commanders who's slipping down the depth chart, a first-round pick of 2022?
Yep, 16th overall.
Okay, 16th overall, 2022, and he's a Penn State product. He could play a little inside, outside. You know, if he falls out of favor, could he be available in a trade? The Bills could afford him if you wanted to help get another Washington receiver. You got Curtis Samuel from there. So what can NFL Pro do? I decided to fire up NFL Pro, type in Jahan Dotson, pull up all of his highlights. And then the filters. I selected every pass caught, outside alignment.
Yep.
I don't want to see him in the slot.
Can he just see his plays in
the outside. I don't know if he can play on the outside. Can he give the Bills more than just inside slot? So I have every single pass completed to him, outside alignment. Click that. Boom. There are all the highlights. Yep. You can watch them in broadcast. You can watch all 22. You can watch just sideline. You can watch just end zone. You can go to every... The sliders you can put on this are nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So really cool. Really useful tool. NFL Pro. And again, if you're a season ticket holder and you maybe misplaced that email, you get it for 40% off. It's a $100 thing, and you get it for $60. It also includes, I think that's NFL Game Pass, right? Includes that, where you're watching an All-22 or watching condensed games, replays. And it includes NFL Red Zone.
Yeah.
You get the Red Zone channel with this. All that for $60 if you're a season ticket holder.
It's about as good a deal in the NFL
as you
get. Because yesterday, people were flipping out about the new Sunday ticket price.
Speaking of the Sunday ticket. So, by the way, if you don't have that email, if you call the Bills, like call your ticket rep, they'll give you the promo code. You get $40 off. It's $60. So there you go. I've got that. Sunday ticket. It's only crazy out of this world expense if you don't have YouTube TV. We do.
Right.
Where
it's about half the price.
It's $370 for the year.
And I think elsewhere it's like $700.
Yeah.
Or just under.
I have been convinced I pulled the trigger on the quad box. So
yeah.
The multi-view had been there before, where you can watch a couple games at once. The slight difference here is now, I think it was only three at once before. And now it's four at once.
Yep.
And you add them individually where you want them in the quad box screen.
Yep, you control
so it. This football season, listen, when the Bills are in prime time, this is more valuable to me. When the Bills play Sunday 1 o'clock, I'm going to miss a lot of the big, heavy 1 o'clock windows. When they play 4 o'clocks and prime times and all that, Sunday 1 o'clock, I want to watch, sure, every game I can. And I can pop on YouTube TV, go with the quad box. So I am back with Sunday ticket. Why not?
I don't know if I'm debating it because I usually just go Bills game in Red Zone.
See, it's funny.
It's usually all I need.
I might, for the demographic of guys that watch a lot of football, I might watch the least Red Zone of anybody.
Really?
I don't watch the Red Zone channel. I just put on a game. And I know I've seen it before and I don't dislike it.
Yeah.
I just don't think to go to it and I don't feel like I miss that much. I'd rather watch game to game.
Yeah. I feel like I am missing everything if it's not on somewhere for me. Like
Red Zone?
Because I'm seeing every I want to make sure I see every big play that I need to see. And Twitter is at a point where you usually will see it anyway, right? If it's that big of a play. But I need the constant fix. I need to have something happening in front of me at all times. I can't sit through the stoppages. Maybe that's why I don't mind replay as much, because Red Zone, you just skip it.
Right. You don't hear Gene Steratore on Red Zone?
You don't see the refs as often.
Maybe on Red Zone. You might sell me on it. Jim in Lakeview. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Yeah, hi, guys. I'm not buying into this general notion that regardless of what happens on defense, Sean McDermott can coach them up. And they're usually, like he's some kind of genius, you know. And they often point to the fact that, you know, he's got a top five defense last year. But, you know, I think we can all agree that a defense's performance is really based on the quality of the quarterback they face. And I look at the quarterbacks the Bills defense faced last year. Zach Wilson twice. Mac Jones twice. Easton Stick. Tyrod Taylor. Sam Howell. Jimmy Garoppolo. Russell Wilson, this is a murderer's row of terrible quarterback play.
That's true.
And, and he lost, by the way, to Zach Wilson and Mac Jones and needed a last-minute field goal to beat Easton Stick. And, you know, when push comes to shove, when he gets in the playoffs against a quality quarterback, he can't get a stop. So, you know, I'm not buying into this, that this guy is some kind of defensive genius. He's great against terrible quarterbacks, but, you know, when it's Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, he can't get a stop. And, his defense, you know, I think we can all agree, has just been horrid in the postseason. And it's the postseason when you face the better offenses and the better quarterbacks. Yeah, he did great beating up on that lineup of quarterbacks I just mentioned. But he's got a lot to prove as a defensive coordinator. And I just don't think it's a given that he's just going to coach up any defense and make them a quality defense.
Thanks, Jim. I don't think anything you said is all that unfair. Last year was not murderer's row. Last year was also not their best defensive season.
Was their best performance last year against the top?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Quarterback.
Is it Mahomes in Kansas City? That was. I mean, yeah. They did okay.
The regular season Kansas City game.
They did okay.
Prescott.
Dak Prescott,
didn't do
they did a great job
against them.
Yeah,
I might be done, but
yeah,
that's two.
And the playoff point is without a doubt, like they've not had a signature defensive performance outside of stopping Lamar. And as we pointed out, a lot of guys have stopped Lamar in the play in the playoffs, especially.
He stops Tua. He does do that.
You know, one thing I would say here, though, like okay, Zach Wilson and the Jets. Who else did Zach Wilson and the Jets, or whoever's playing quarterback for the Jets, beat? They beat Houston. 30-6.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Washington. They beat the Eagles. The Jets beat the Eagles. The Jets beat the Bills, yeah. Eagles, and Texans.
That's pretty wild.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty crazy.
So I think sometimes, again, Jim, like without even really disagreeing that much, you'd be surprised how many defensive coaches and have their hiccups against bad defenses. Last year, the Chiefs, Steve Spagnuolo is a great defensive coordinator, had the best defense in football, right? Their offense was not there to bail them out this year. They did not have a great offense. And the Chiefs had one of their worst years that they've had with Patrick Mahomes. Definitely in the regular season, they were not the one seed or the two seed. Last year, the Chiefs lost to the Raiders. Granted, it was on pick sixes, so that might be the defense's fault.
Right.
The Chiefs lost to the Raiders. They lost to the Packers, right? Face a good quarterback. What happened? They lost. They lost, who else did they lose to? The Chiefs last year. I'm rolling.
Denver, right?
Denver.
Denver beat a couple of good teams.
Yeah.
Beat the Bills. So there's another one. You know, yeah, like.
The Chiefs lost to the Lions, 21-20.
I guess, I don't know how much I want to make this an indictment. But
the Chiefs lost to the Eagles, 21-17.
Yeah.
So, no matter how great your defensive coordinator is, let's look at the Chiefs. The Chiefs lost to the Bills. Yeah. When Steve Spagnuolo played a great quarterback in the regular season, he lost. Now in the playoffs, how do they do? They generally do better. To me, like I said, I don't think anything you said there is really all that unfair. I do think the body of work for McDermott is he's a good defensive coach, and there's a lot of evidence to point that out. But he does have to. The next step for him is he has to have another signature performance in the playoffs.
Yeah,
until they have that, like I think calls like Jim are fair.
Is his signature game shutting down a top quarterback, that Lamar playoff game? Like, would you consider that his signature, man, like that day McDermott just, that quarterback couldn't do anything against him?
Well, I'd like you to do this. And Jim, if you're listening, write down these names. Who are the other quarterbacks he's beaten in the playoffs?
Other than Lamar.
The wins the Bills have in the playoffs.
Phillip Rivers in his last game of his career.
Yep.
Mac Jones, Skylar Thompson, Mason Rudolph, and am I missing one? Or is that the list?
You're missing one. I think you're missing one.
Who am I missing?
Lamar,
Rivers, Mason Rudolph, Skylar Thompson.
Is that it? Okay. That might be it.
Is that five playoff wins?
Did they have five playoff wins?
Mac Jones.
You said Mac Jones. Six. They have six playoff wins?
I do feel like I'm missing somebody, but okay, that's mostly the list.
If you're making this point, make that part of it too. Like their playoff wins, some people make this as a Josh Allen QB wins stat, but you don't have to do that necessarily. But their wins are those as that group, and their losses in the playoffs are Burrow, Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, early. That's it.
Deshaun Watson, who was elite that day.
Yes, he was in the second half.
In the second half.
Second half.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking, like, you look at Mahomes' career by, like, passer rating, and the Bills are just, like, it's kind of mixed. You know, like, there's a couple games where they're near the worst, and there's a couple games where they're near the best at defending him. And you look at, like, the Bills list of this, and I don't know, like, they shut down Prescott, man. His numbers were horrible last year. Tua's numbers are horrible a couple times. Mahomes in the regular season last year was tough, but there is the flip side. Burrow has had great success against them.
I mean, Burrow last year was...
In two games.
What were his numbers last year? It wasn't exactly a high-scoring game.
No.
It was a very forgettable game last
24
year.
24-18 was that game. Burrow against the Bills last year, 31 of 44, 348 yards and two touchdowns. No picks. One sack. That's pretty good.
What are Allen's numbers that day?
26 of 38, 258 yards, a touchdown, a pick, and 44 yards rushing with a rushing touchdown. I mean, 300 yards total offense, two touchdowns and a pick. Right. Nobody else did anything. James Cook had 20 yards.
But if you're just doing points on the board, that's 18. Lou Anarumo holding the Bills to 18.
Yep. Well, yeah, what's yards per play in that game? Yards per play is the same, 5.8, 5.9.
Wouldn't every NFL coach sign up for holding the Bills to 18 points? Every single one.
Sure. This year?
Yeah. Any year. Any year.
Any game Josh Allen's the quarterback, I feel yes. Yeah,
is 18
that should be the answer.
Is 18
you
enough
should be
for
able
you?
To, you should think
if
you
I hold him
game.
To 18, is that good enough for you? Every coach would say yes.
Yeah.
Burrow, 24. Would you say every coach would say yes? No.
No.
I mean, it's...
No. 24. How did he get to 350 yards and only score 24 points? That was... Okay, a lot of fourth downs. They would make it to midfield and then long field goal, turnover on downs. Okay, so that makes a little bit more sense on that front. I don't know how much I want to go too far with that point about McDermott can only beat the bad quarterbacks. Sure, Lou Anarumo probably deserves more credit on that front than he does, but does he deserve blame? Like, playoff-wise, sure. Like, I'll say that about him and Mahomes. Mahomes has his best games against the Bills in the playoffs every time, and there have been a couple, and Lou Anarumo is two of them, and last year Baltimore is another where you can slow him down, and the Bills haven't even slowed him down. You're not going to shut him down, but they haven't even slowed him down like a couple of teams have figured out how to do.
Extendo Sports coming up, and we have a juicy, juicy potential. I don't know if somebody gets fired for this in Atlanta.
Is this going to... Oh, this is not going to be like big things happen while you're away?
No.
There's, juicy there, in Atlanta, there's, someone gets
there's
fired.
There's legit controversy about Kirk Cousins' birthday playlist that the Atlanta Falcons tweeted out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.